Next case, please.
Case number 10,012, Elizabeth Fennell. Let's see, north of Road 483, north of Waterview Drive, being Lot 1 within Waterview Acres Development. A variance from side yard setback requirement for an accessory structure.
Okay, according to that, listen, this was due to an easement?
Correct.
And the office was going to check in on that. Was you able to check in on that, Madam Secretary, and what's the status of that?
I thought that it would be a Denrec easement, so I tried to contact Jennifer at Denrec, the lady that we usually deal with. She finally called me back and said it was not theirs this morning. And then I had some advice that maybe it was a DelDOT easement. So I tried to call Jemez Norwood from DelDOT. He was not in, but I did leave him a message with my number and to call me back as soon as possible, but he's not called me back either.
So you're really waiting on DelDOT to see? Need time on that? Or
I can add a little bit to that, too, because I tried to assist Melissa today. The tax map that we had on the paper map showed a 10-foot strip of land and then lot number 1, which was 125-foot. Computerized map shows that 10-foot strip deleted and it being a part of the same lot, but still with 125-foot. Survey, let me see if I have a survey here too. Survey showed it to be 125-foot with the easement on the property. The tax maps don't show easements. And just looking at it, I knew that the streets in Waterview's Acre subdivision were actually dedicated to public use and maintained by the state. So that drainage easement should be a DelDOT easement for that purpose, to drain the street to some kind of drainage outlet on the Concord Pond. I don't know what happened to the 10-foot. Recorded plot says one thing and the tax map said something else, so that something has to be worked out. But I think it, in the interest of knowing, since there is an easement there, and if there may not be an easement, maybe it's been removed or vacated by some method through DelDOT, mm-hmm. that we get some kind of response from DelDOT for the benefit of the board to make a decision.
So maybe we need to table this into our next regular meeting, and maybe by that time you'd have a...
Melissa left a message today with Mr. Norwood, and I just heard about the case today. So.
Okay.
I haven't been this afternoon, though. She responded as quick as I mentioned it.
So then I would request that the board, that we table this to our next regular meeting, then give the office time to check with DelDOT.
So move 128.
Yep.
You just want to leave it tabled until you know you've heard from them, and then
I'll leave it
on the agenda.
Table it until we get a response.
You get a response. Okay, thank you.
So move.
Made a motion that, Mr. Mills? Okay. A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave it open until we get a response from DelDOT. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried.
Mr. Norwood, just for the benefit of the board, Mr. Norwood may have to refer it to the drainage division. It may have to run to Dole Reeve to get a response. So it'll take more than a week.
Oh, okay. All right, next case, please.
Okay.